Jake, and today I'm interviewing Davis McIntyre. You may know him from TikTok as Dixie Jewel, at Dixie Jewel, and she's the classy Southern woman who cares way too much about her image, but it is hilarious. The interview is with Davis, and we get to learn a lot more about him, about his where he's from, his current like school situation, and how he handled the pandemic graduating this year. And we also talked about the future of Dixie Jewel and where he would like to end up in the future. So settle in, get some snacks, and enjoy the interview.
Today we are here with Davis, is it McIntyre?
Yes.
Like Reba, but with an I.
Exactly. I get that a lot.
And he is at Dixie Jewel on TikTok, and he's hilarious. So if you haven't ever heard of him, check him out because it's hilarious. You're from Lexington, Kentucky.
Yes.
I lived there for a long time.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are you from Lexington originally?
I say I am, but I've moved all over.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's fine. As long as you're here.
I lived there for like 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So for a while, I went to... Southern Elementary School.
Okay.
Then I worked at, do you know Boston Road Kroger?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I
worked there. I have a friend that works there.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I worked there from January 2010 till 2016.
Okay. That's cool.
So how do you like Lexington?
I love it. I love it so much. Like, I can't even explain it.
It's funny because I saw on one of your TikToks, you took some pictures downtown. And
yes.
The downtown area is actually really pretty.
I know. And not many people know about Lexington. Like, everybody knows that Louisville's a part of Lexington, but I think Lexington is so much better. But I probably shouldn't say that, but I think it is. It's so much prettier downtown, I think. And the people are a lot nicer.
Well, you have like the Fifth Third building. I don't know. I guess where it's mm-hmm. the only skyscraper. It's like...
Yeah.
Iconic.
Yeah, we got the big Fifth Third in the middle,
and then like I don't know, there's some like really pretty areas. I know I walked around there a couple years ago. I lived there, never really mm-hmm. like went downtown to some like the like bars and stuff, but never like,
and I mean, and neither did I until I came to college. And I mean, I'm right in downtown, so I walk around all the time. I run downtown. It's awesome. I've gotten to see so much of it.
Yeah, and like there's that, do they still have the giant Abraham Lincoln mural?
They do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just remember it. And have you ever had the Goodfellas pizza?
Yes, I have. It's divine. I love it there.
Isn't it good? It's great. Mm-hmm. I actually went there right after Barstool Sports had that whole thing where they said it wasn't very good.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody was like, oh my God, like, it's the best.
Yeah.
So I actually tried it. I was like, we decided to go, and I didn't realize going down there, it was like in December. They wanted, like, mm-hmm. some of my friends wanted to do some Christmas shopping, and so it's like 40 degrees and the wind
yeah.
is blowing, and I'm like, oh, we're gonna have to eat it outside.
Yeah, it's rough,
but it was worth it. It really was mm-hmm. delicious, which the
it's
guy's
awesome.
From New York, so it should be right.
Yeah, exactly.
You are in college, so you're at UK.
Yes, I'm a freshman at the University of Kentucky.
What is your major? Do you have one?
I'm currently majoring in agriculture education.
And what are you wanting to do with that?
Well, with that major, I guess I would want to be a teacher, but realistically, in my mind, I want to eventually move to California and just pursue a career in the entertainment business.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I had that like dream. Did you just turn 18 or?
I did. I turned 18 in July. Not many people know that about me, but I'm very young.
Well, on your account now, it says 18. And so mm-hmm. that's what... I didn't know either. I thought you were probably about 22, 23.
I have to put that on as a disclaimer on my account because I think a lot of people really do think that I'm like a 45-year-old white woman. So I have to disclaimer.
Well, it's kind of funny because like I have done, like I had a character that I did from like the, she was from the Bronx. Her mm-hmm. name was Melanie. And like I did YouTube videos with it.
Yeah.
And this was years ago. But yeah, I kind of feel like... people kind of actually thought she was real, like
yeah.
I'm not like someone, and it was kind of like you, it wasn't like I like was in like full like drag or something, like it was just
yeah.
like I had like a wig, it was a purple wig, and it was like people were like
Melanie,
yeah, they were like, how's Melanie? And I'm like, she's not real, you know. Uh-huh. With you turning 18, I don't want to get into politics, but I'm just wondering if you're, you know, registered to vote. I've been trying to get everybody to register to vote.
I am registered to vote. That's one of my, I think it was 12:37 a.m. on my birthday, I registered to vote because I was so excited to exercise that right.
That's
I don't know
awesome.
why I just I'm very excited to vote.
Well, it's exciting, your first election. Mine was in 2008. So, and I actually lived in Florida then, and I wasn't going to be 18 by their cutoff date, but they allowed me to go ahead and register because I would be 18 by the election.
Yeah.
If anyone's out there listening, if you don't turn 18 before the cutoff date, see if they'll let you pre-register if you'll be 18 by the election. Oh, and you're 18, so like you just graduated high school, right?
Yes, I did.
So you had a totally odd senior year.
Yeah. It was cut off in, I think, the very end of April is when they called it quits.
Really?
Still remember the day. It's very vivid in my memory.
Do you feel like you do you feel like a loss for like stuff that you didn't get to do?
I do, but at the same time I always try and keep a positive outlook on things. If that wouldn't have happened, I wouldn't have gotten closer to the people who I was already friends with, because I think we all grew stronger together as we were torn apart. I know that sounds cheesy, but like, I don't know, I feel like it was a really good thing to happened to all of us.
No, I totally see what you're saying. I feel like with the pandemic, I've seen people, like even families, like be like, wow, it made us slow down. It made us, you know, really appreciate each other. So I get that.
Yeah.
I just know I have some friends that like their siblings didn't get to have their graduation and like they were like really upset, which, you know, I understand, you know, that's like, you know, a rite of passage, you know, to have that.
I did end up having my graduation. They had it in like late July, actually. They had it very spaced out and very few people, but by God, we did it.
At least you got it. It's something that, you know, for 12 years you're like aiming for. Do you feel like the pandemic helped you get more popular on TikTok?
Yes, 100%, because people have nothing better to do. So, and I mean, that's the same with me. I figured I don't have anything else to do, so I might as well send stuff out there and see if people like it. And they did.
Your first post was February 24th.
Was it really?
Yes.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm really impressed because you don't have a ton of posts, but you have a lot of followers, and like everybody that when you post, like they like love you, like they want to talk to Dixie Jewel, you know, like
I don't know what it is. I think I space my posts out. I've only done it once or twice where I've like posted in the same 2 days, or like even in the same day. I've only done that once, and it seems like people like that more because they, not to sound braggy, but like they can't get enough and they want it every time it comes out. So that's my ideal or idea behind it.
I think it works for you, and I also think people can tell that like it's quality, like it's not like rushed and put together. Like you can tell like you took time to, you know, come up with like a script, whether it's in your head or whether, you know, or do you do it like off the cuff, like improv?
So most of the time it is improv, although I keep like in the back of my mind, I based Dixie off of an English teacher I had in high school. She was just this big old Southern belle, and I love her with all my whole heart. And some of the things she said, I've kept with me in my mind. I'm like, I can use that for Dixie. And sometimes I write stuff down before I do it, but most of the time it's just off the top of my head.
That's awesome. I think maybe that's also another reason why like it really resonates with people, because it's not really like coming, like you can tell you're not trying to make fun of this person. Like you're trying to, you know, like, I don't know, you're almost trying kind of celebrating it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like this is because watching it, like, it, you know, for me, I've met people like this. They're very, like, they present, like, kind of, like, this sweet, but then they kind of say stuff, and you're like, whoa.
Exactly.
Mean streak.
And that's what I love about the South and Southern women in general, is, like, people from New York or California or anything like that, they don't really, they know Southern women exist, but they don't know, like, who they really are, and who they really are is just a sassy, sweet lady, but emphasis on the sass.
Yeah. And then I also feel like she also, like, when you're talking about like the kids and stuff, it's like she's always like kind of also worried about her appearance and the family
oh
image.
Absolutely. Yes, like, that is Southern women to a T, is that they are all about their image.
And it's funny because like you're in Lexington and like you like have like this whole like Southern thing. Like I'd actually never, like, some of the stuff you say, I've never heard, like, some of the sayings. And then, like, until I moved down here to the Nashville area, I had never, like, I had heard it before, but I didn't know. Like, I thought if someone said, bless your heart, it was like a compliment. So, like, the first time me and this girl, like, at work, she's from Oregon, and so someone, t some customers told us, and she was like, bless your heart. And I was like, we're both like, that's so nice. They're so nice down here. And people are like, that's not nice.
Yeah, that's what I love about it.
What's the story behind the hat?
So honestly, my mom had a derby party a few years ago and she kept the hat for whatever reason. So I figured I put two and two together. I was like, well, if I'm going to do my southern accent, I probably need to be in something. And I raided my mom's closet and found the hat. And I was like, this is perfect. And every woman or every southern woman has to have her pearls. So
Yes,
got
the
the hat and
pearls.
pearls and put it all together.
I think the hat's iconic at this point.
But I'm sorry I don't have it on right now. I lent it to a friend to use for her class today.
Well, that's funny. She should be like, this is Dixie Jewel's hat.
No, one day when I get famous, I'm gonna have a shadow box with the
For
hat in it.
real. I also saw that you tried out like right after you did the first Dixie Jewel video, you did a Jewish mom.
Yes.
And people liked it, but I didn't see that people liked it as much.
Yeah, that's what I gathered to do. I was like, you know what? Maybe people don't like that as much. Maybe they just want to hear the Southern woman. So I still have plans to do more of the Jewish New York mom eventually, but not right now, I don't think.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Again, it didn't come from a place like you're making fun of them. It was making like a face, just kind of like bringing out the like quirkier parts of them.
Yeah. And my grandfather, he lives in Fort Lauderdale. And I mean, pretty much everybody in Fort Lauderdale is just old New York women. And that's where I get the inspiration for them because they're always like, Claude, go in the refrigerator and get me something to drink, please. And
That remind
I love that.
And I think she reminds me of there was this Jewish woman I worked with at the Kroger in Lexington that I was talking about. She like would like if, it, if she didn't have a bagger, she'd be like, "Someone's playing a Houdini on me." Like, and she was like, she was from like I think she was from Brooklyn, but either way, it reminds me of that. It's very funny. And then I saw you did a Northern accent video.
Nobody liked that.
I know. I was reading the comments and I'm like, I don't, because I used to live in North Dakota and everyone was saying it sounded Canadian. I'm like, well, technically that's Northern,
I know. I
but
thought it was all the same thing. I guess not.
I thought it sounded fine.
It was so hard to do, though. That was the rough thing about it, because Southern thing come or the Southern accent comes so easily for me, but the Northern one where you have to accentuate your mouth a lot. So hard for me to do.
Well, I thought it was good. I didn't have
Thank
any
you.
complaints.
I appreciate that.
And then the other one I saw was the Italian mother.
Oh, yes, the Italian mother. I love that one.
I thought it was funny too, but people want Dixie right now.
I know. That's all they want right now. I guess I'm just going to have to give it to them.
Also, another one that I actually would love to see more of. I would love to see all these, but the Southern Secretary.
People loved that. And I was just doing it just for funsies, just to get a break from the hat, and people liked it.
It reminded me of kind of like literally like in school or like you go to like any like office anywhere like or even like the receptionist even like it, I think it was the fact that you like patted your like butt and like
They
everything
always have
like
to grunt when they get up and grunt when they sit down.
yeah, it was hilarious. Like I was like, we need a little bit more of this.
Well, I'll keep that noted.
The other You kind of had some one-off videos. You had one where your friend did a photo shoot, which I thought
I'm
was
all
cool.
about local businesses, and she's one of my close friends. So I told her, I was like, you have a photography business. I will more than happily use my platform to get your name out there a little bit in any way I can.
Do you want to shout her out? I did not write her name down. I meant to.
Yes. So her photography is Morgan Buckner Photography. She's no longer in Kentucky, though. She's in Utah for school right now, but I'm sure she does stuff out there if anybody's listening from Utah.
You never know. Someone from
That's
Estonia
true.
was listening last week.
Wow,
So
that's crazy.
you don't know. And then you had one about skincare of rose water.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that one.
It was different. It kind of seemed artsy.
People have told me I have nice skin, so I mean, I don't really do a lot to it, but I did rose water a lot. And I can't do that now that I'm in college, but I did that a lot and it cleans it up, I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
I was just wondering if you really used it, like if that was just, if that
I
or that
did.
was, a Dixie thing, like, we didn't, or if that's some like technique you actually did.
No, sadly, it is a real technique I use.
I mean, I don't think it's sadly. I like my skin. I used to sell at Macy's actually at Fayette Mall, this stuff called Strivectin. I was like a salesperson, and like it was all skincare. Like I was like, as I like was obsessed with it. And like before I had a beard, I definitely like I like shaved like constantly, and like I was always like doing. And even now, like I'll do it. I haven't been doing it as much since the pandemic. I was
Well,
just.
who cares?
Yeah, some
Who
days I'm just like,
cares?
whatever. And so, but yeah, so, you know, I just wondered because of the skincare thing, if you really did that. I
Yeah,
think
I did.
it's good to take care of your, like, a lot of, I learned from that job, like, most people should start, like, doing preventative, like, at 18, you know, or even younger. Like, the stuff your skin goes through is crazy.
I know, especially, I mean, someone with fair skin like I have to take care of it as much as I can before I turn into a raisin when I'm older.
Exactly. Like just keep doing it. Don't
Yeah.
let anybody shame you. I kind of feel like Dixie is also kind of like Barbie. She has many professions.
Definitely, 100%.
The teacher one has been it, like you've done multiples of those, haven't you? Or have you
I've
just done
done
one?
teacher. I think I did one teacher, or no, two teachers and two
Okay.
flight attendants.
The flight attendant one was hilarious. Like I saw that at like when you like put it out, and I like showed my mom because we actually flew out of Bluegrass Airport, and one of our flight attendants was like that kind of. She was just like, "Don't bother me."
I love that. That's so funny.
Was just like she was like, "We're only going to Atlanta. We're not doing snacks. I'm gonna be over here." And it really was like she's just gonna be doing her own thing, and we're just gonna be sitting here and deal with it.
Exactly.
So I thought it was really good. Another one I really
Thank you.
liked was the drawing that someone did.
Right? Oh my gosh, her name is Jersey Gailey, I think,
Yeah, I
but
have it
it's
written down. That's why I was like, why didn't I
okay.
write down? Yeah. So she's at Jersey, and it's Gelli is her username. And yeah, she like did an amazing job on that.
It's incredible. She drew Willy Wonka talk. I don't know if you know who that is. He's like a big TikTok right now. He impersonates Willy Wonka. He's hysterical.
I'll have to check
But
that
she
out.
drew him, and then I didn't even know she followed me, so I requested that she drew me, and she's like, "Anything for Mama Dixie." I was like, "Oh, my baby, I'm so proud."
That's awesome. Yeah, and just the way, like, even the way she started it, like, if I went, someone told me to try and draw, I would have, like, been doing the outline of the hat or something. I wouldn't have, like, she's, like, doing crisscrossing. I'm like,
I
that,
know.
it's awesome.
She's so talented.
And definitely, you guys should definitely check her out. Again, it's at Jersey, and then it's Gelli. So, what do you think the future is of Dixie?
Well, I'm honestly not sure because anytime I start to wear down on Dixie, because I mean, it takes a toll on me. It's exhausting because I don't know if people still want it or if they want something else. There's only so many things that Southern women can do. So anytime like I have a TikTok live, I'm always like, are y'all okay with this? Do y'all want something else? Because I do want to keep people interested without changing what I'm doing completely. Because I love doing it, but yeah, I'm just gonna, I don't know, until people get tired of it, I guess.
I think it's good that you're kind of checking in with your fans, and you're like, you know, just you know, seeing how they're feeling, because they may, you know, maybe they don't remember you did these other characters, and maybe they don't care. Maybe they just want more of the Dixie thing. I feel like Medea, you know
Yes, I
that.
love Medea.
I feel like to at some point, even I was kind of like, ooh, I've had enough. Like
Yeah,
they've done so much, and so, and I feel like that's
exactly.
maybe why he retired the character. Has the account always been at Dixie Jewel?
No, it used to be under my real name, which is Davis, but I don't really know why I changed. I guess my focus left just doing characters and just doing Dixie Jewel, and I thought I could just make her own entity of an account.
I think that it works though. Like, even if you did other characters, it's kind of like, it's almost like they're her friends or something. I don't know. Like, kind of works with, you know, with that. I also like that you did a collab with Nanny Ma.
I love Nanny Ma. I've only collabed with one TikToker, and that's her, but she is one of my favorite people on the planet.
Yes, like just me too. Like I like the stuff again. It's I feel like she kind of is a little more making fun of it than like you are, but at the same time, it's not like mean. It's like people watch and they're like, oh, I feel like even if they're not Southern, they're like, oh, I know people like that.
She's real. She's like in the sticks in the deep south, so she definitely has more of a I'm not, this isn't rude, like she describes herself as trailer trash, and I'm more of a posh Southern woman.
Well, there are
who's
different,
all
you
about
know.
Class.
Oh, yeah, you can tell Dixie is all about class. And I think
gotta
that
have
that
my
also
pearls
helps
in my hat.
I think that's actually probably why, though, it suggested you to me. Because I believe, like, I first saw Nanny Ma and then, like, mm-hmm. liked the videos and followed that account. And then, like, it was, I think, in that same night, like, a little bit later, I was scrolling through TikTok and it was like, here's Dixie Jewel. And I was like, yeah. Oh.
I know, we're trying to create, like, a Southern empire on TikTok, like, with Trailer Trash Tammy and, I don't even know, Brittany Broski, maybe, because she's a Texan.
Oh, yeah, I really, Trailer Trash Tammy is hilarious. I followed mm-hmm. that one, like, I guess, well, probably before TikTok, even, like.
Even on Vine, yeah.
Yeah, Vine.
Brittany Broski, because.
Oh, yeah.
She follows Nanny Mall,
does
so
she?
Which I'm very jealous of, but
right?
Maybe eventually she'll follow me.
I think it's kind of like you're living with Dixie Jewel in your head all the time, and so like
oh,
you're
absolutely.
Like, oh, I'm tired of it, and like people are like,
yeah.
We want more.
Mm-hmm. I'd speak in that accent all the time. Like my friends get so tired of it because I'll just be like, I don't know. We'll just be walking, and I'll be like. I don't even, slow down, Lord, what are you doing? Or why are you driving so fast? I just break into that voice just for fun. It makes me laugh, so.
It's funny. I have tried to do Southern accents, and I've gotten better. But I tend to go, like, British.
That's what my friend, my friend's from Ohio. She tries to do the Southern accent to me, and she always goes British, too.
I'm glad I'm not alone, because, yeah, I'm like, what is with this? Why am I British right now? Like, mm-hmm. I'll like, start off fine, and then it, like, veers off.
Yeah. I think I saw, like, a video a while back of, because I research accents a lot because I love doing them, but I saw this thing where they said, like, Southern and British people sound very similar because they, I don't know, like, the main British people just settled in the South. I have no idea, but apparently that is we're the closest accent to British people.
That makes a lot of sense. I like accents too, so I've kind of looked in on it, and that's kind of what I mm-hmm. gathered. And like some yeah. of the like, I know I worked with an older lady who was, she's very Southern, and like, you know how British people will sometimes drop the ER and make it an A?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or no, sorry, drop the A and make it an ER. So like spatula,
yeah.
One time she said spatula, and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like,
or winder.
Yeah, and that's really like, I think it's because that they're doing the same thing that they are.
So definitely.
It's kind of, and country music, you know, came from like Scotland.
Yeah.
So it was like Scotland and African Americans like kind of like combined, and that's what we got, you know, country music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really interesting. You like country music. So that was another question that I meant to ask earlier. What other interests do you have besides TikTok?
So I love to listen to music. I cannot be alone. Like, I love being around people. I'm such a people person. And, like, I don't know. I just love being with my friends. I love being with my family, listening to music, just anything that is involved with, like, social people, if that makes sense. I just love being around people.
I get that. So you probably did really actually thrive during, like, the whole quarantine thing.
Yeah. It was a little rough, but I got through it with FaceTime and Zoom. Ugh.
I know, and now I have you on Zoom now.
That's okay. I've gotten so used to it.
So is country music your, is that the only genre you like, or do you like others?
No, I love all types of music. I Dixie Jewel is a lot deeper than people realize. I speak French, so I love French music. I love, my favorite singer is Marina and the Diamonds.
Oh, I like her
and
too.
She's not country at all. I actually saw her in Nashville last year at the Ryman.
Oh yeah, I wanted to go to that show, but I think I couldn't like go because it's like schedules. But
yeah,
was she awesome?
It was so good. It was amazing. But I also like country music, like Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, and Dolly Parton. Yeah, I just love all different types.
That's like the way to be. I'm not a huge fan of like country. I like some mm-hmm. of like the newer people. And sometimes I'll be listening to something and I'll be like, oh, this is a country artist. Like, I'll like look more into their music. I'll be like, I didn't know that. And I like Dolly. Like, I feel like mm-hmm. everybody loves Dolly, though.
Yes, absolutely.
A great podcast to listen to is Dolly's America. I think it's called Dolly Parton's America. They did it, and it's an awesome podcast. Like, they interviewed her.
I'll have to check that out.
Check it out. It's only like 10 episodes, but it's great. Like, you realize, like, everybody around the world, literally everybody around the world. They have people from India, like, talk about how they like her. Like, it doesn't matter if, you know, you're straight, gay, bi, whatever. Like, everybody loves Dolly.
Everybody loves Dolly. Yes.
And absolutely. I feel like she loves everybody, so it works out. I like moved to Tennessee, and like, it's like crazy how many people here, like, she's theirs.
Yes, she is 100% Tennessee. Well, that's so, like, I mean, from Kentucky, Loretta Lynn and Johnny, or not Johnny Cash, Loretta Lynn is ours. Like, we always love Loretta Lynn, so she's from Butcher Holler, Kentucky.
Okay. I don't think I actually knew she's from there.
She's from a little old holler, literally called Butcher Holler. It's near Paintsville, Kentucky. So that's real Eastern Kentucky in the mountains.
Okay. I didn't know that. I knew Billy Ray Cyrus was.
Yeah.
And I knew Jennifer Lawrence was from Louisville.
Oh my gosh. Don't get me started on her. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. I'm like, there's some people who are so mean about her movies, and I'm like, but she's really good.
She's incredible. She's my acting like role model.
I like how she's done like a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. She has. She's such a, like, she's just like such a, I don't know what the word is. She's just able to be so many roles.
Yeah. Like, you look at like Harry Potter, they've had a hard time breaking away.
Yeah.
And then like, even like Twilight, like they've had a hard time breaking away until like recently.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, it's like, she was able to do it, like get away from Hunger Games. Like, I liked Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, but she's done much better.
Yeah,
I don't think do you think you'd be able to survive the Hunger Games?
Absolutely not. I'm strong and I'm fast, but I'm also I can't survive in the woods. That's just crazy. Can you imagine Dixie Jewel in the woods? No. Neither can I, baby. No,
Dixie Jewel doesn't even go glamping.
No, she does not. She prefers her own bed.
I feel like Dixie Jewel, like, she doesn't even want to go to a hotel. She'd rather have absolutely a house where she's vacationing.
Exactly.
Yeah, The Hunger Games, I'm watching it, I'm like, it looks hot. I'm like, I'm clumsy. Yeah. I'm loud. And it just won't work out.
Exactly.
I'm like, even now at 29 years old, I'm like, if I see something, I'm like, I'm going to go touch it. Like, if it's a button, it's like, I'm going to press it. So like, I would still be like, yeah, I wouldn't make it either. I meant to ask you, because there is some debate. I just recently found out about Marina and the Diamonds. Her last album, did you like it?
I loved it.
I did too. And like, apparently everybody, like, I was on this Reddit and they're all like mad about it. They say the songs are good. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I think it was really good.
They were awesome. And she, I follow her on Instagram. She is writing her fifth album right now. She's living in Greece currently, but she just posted like the other day that she's writing her fifth album. She's almost done.
Awesome.
So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. And I think that song, like, when all this was starting with the pandemic and stuff, and you know, I was like, a song I like had like kind of in my head was that To Be Human by her. And like that music video, like, I remember when I listened to it the first time, I was like, wow, this is really like for the time. Like, and then now I'm like, it's even more for the time. It's such a great song. I don't know. But yeah, I had to ask you because like people were literally like angry about it. And I'm like, what? Like, and I don't think I actually, and I think maybe where I like her and stuff, I like read something where she like put out and said that she didn't necessarily want to be the character that the studios made her originally be.
Yeah.
That this was like her authentic self. And I was like, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said that you like French music, do you like older or newer French music?
I like newer French music. Although the older stuff I like just to like relax or have tea. But I mean, sometimes in my car, I just listen to French singers like Vianney or Maître Jean.
See, I've heard of that last one. The only one I really like know and like actually like listen to a lot is that Christine and the Queens.
I haven't heard of them.
It's just a girl.
Oh, I haven't heard of her.
She's like, I'm gonna make it like sound like there's a million people. It's really good. There's a song called Tilted.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Listen to the French version.
Okay.
Because the English version, like, she can speak English and sing it. I don't know. I feel like since it was originally written to be French, there's more emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of like that song. You probably know it. I mean, you may not know it. You're only 18. All the Things She Said by Tattoo, the Russian girls.
Mm-mm.
I was like, oh, the things she said. Okay, well,
young.
Listen to, it came out like 2002. That's why I was like 11. So like,
yeah,
there's like no
I was just popping out of the womb.
Exactly. Well, it's the two Russian girls that like they pretended they were lesbians, but they really weren't to kind of get views. Well, you should check it out. But listen to the Russian version. It's like totally different. Like, it's
okay.
Like, again, it was written originally for Russian, so there's just more, like, I don't know, I feel like you can get the emotion.
Yeah.
Well, you talked about the future, like, you would like to move to California eventually?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's another TikToker from Lexington, his name's Parker Panel. He used to go to my school, he's younger than me, but he lives half the year in California, I think, because he's working on his acting career. And TikTok stuff. He's verified and all that, so.
I never, like, I have family in LA, and I, like, regret not doing that. Like, I really thought about doing it, and then I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And, like, that's part of, when I was at UK, that was part of the thing. I was like, I really don't want to do this. They didn't really have the degree I wanted. I was just like, I just want to move to California and, like, try. But then,
honestly.
I don't know, like, but I feel like you have a platform that, like, because that's the thing about TikTok. It's, like, it's the best place to grow an audience. Like,
absolutely.
We've never seen anything like that before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where you can grow, like, that quickly.
I know. I don't know what it, I just love being able to, like, tell somebody else's story. I mean, not that Dixie Jewel really has a story, but, like, playing somebody and getting to be somebody else. I just think that's so cool to me. I just love it.
I mean, I get it, because, like, we did, like, me and my friend Kevin, we did sketches, like, different characters, like, it is fun, and it is, you know, and, like, even now, I just like to entertain people. That's why I'm not happy with my own TikTok, because I'm, like, doing, like, talking about memes and stuff, that's cool, I'm giving my opinion, I'm trying to make jokes, but at the same time, I'm like, this isn't what I want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you feel about the TikTok ban? Do you think it will happen?
I don't. I'm not really too worried about it, because if it's my time, I can just move to YouTube or Instagram or something like that. But I don't think it'll happen, because I think there are a lot of companies that are showing interest. And I mean, it seems like a lot of money to us, but it's really not that much money compared to these big companies. So I'm sure somebody will swoop in at the 11th hour and get it.
Is there a company that you would rather have it than others?
No, I really don't care.
I don't know, because, like, some people are very, like...
I hope nobody gets offended, but, I mean, I'm sure people get offended at anything, but, like, I don't really want to... I mean, I don't really care. I don't...
You just
want to
make sure it survives.
About that. Yeah, exactly.
I'm being very optimistic about it, too, because I just can't imagine that TikTok is going to lose, because, like, people don't realize it's not just for the U.S. operations. It's for Canada, the U.K., Australia, and New Zealand as well. So,
yeah,
so, like, it's a big chunk. Like, if you take all those countries away, like, so I don't know. I'm being optimistic. It's not going to happen.
Same here.
It's going to stay, because it really is an awesome platform, and it's better than, like, originally I didn't want to even look at it, because I was like, I miss Vine, and I'm like, it's better than Vine.
It is. I love it.
And even, like, you mentioned somebody, and I didn't know who they were, just because we all get different people served to us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find, like, do you go through and watch TikToks?
Not as much as you'd think I would, being a creator, but, I mean, I will for, like, 10, 15 minutes, and then I'll turn it off. But, I mean, I do think it's hysterical. Like, I find some videos that make me laugh until I almost pee my pants. But for the most part, I just kind of, it's such a time waster for me.
It is.
Being someone who's so procrastinative, I don't know what the word is, but being somebody that can get so distracted, I try and stay away from it as much as possible, unless I'm making a video.
Well, I had heard somewhere, I don't remember who said it, you can't be making something while consuming it or something like that. So like, and I really think when I was younger, like around your age and stuff, that was kind of my problem. I spent like a lot of time consuming the stuff and then I'd go and make it. And so then I'd run out of time and be like, I'd put out like something that was like halfway done or didn't, you know, wasn't amazing. And so I think that's good that you're like being kind of like, I know this isn't great. Like, let me focus on, you know, because I mean, it is a big time like suck. Like, it, like, you look up and it's like, wow, it's been an hour.
I know TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. I have all of those, and I mean, it can just completely consume my day if I let it.
And like you were like, and that's kind of like how everyone thinks because I like the platform and keep like I'm wanting to talk to, you know, different creators and everything. They're like, you must be on it all the time. And honestly, I'm not on it as much as people because like it, making my own content as well. I'm like, sometimes it's like, I don't want to get on it. I've just been on there for so long because like I'll batch up a bunch of posts, like film them, put them in drafts and then send them throughout the day. It's like, I'm not really like watching every, you know, single time. But all right, so I kind of took this from another podcast. It was where the current guest gets to ask a question of the other guest, like the next guest. So typically they wouldn't know it, but my friend Kevin, he knew. So he wants to know, do people in Lexington ever notice you?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
I've been approached twice, and then I've had people like talk to me over Instagram DM or something like that, and they'd be like, "Hey, I saw you today, but I was too scared to come up and say something." I'm like, "Honey, come on up. I'll give you a hug. I love people." But one time I was at Blaze Pizza with my roommate, and the lady came up to me, and they were all staring at me, and they're like, "Are one of y'all the ones who makes the videos with the funny hat?" And I was like, "Yes, ma'am, that would be me." And then the other time I was working, and she recognized me while I was working.
I'm like imagining like I know on the one of the Shrek movies the that little guy that's like do the roar. They're gonna be like, where's the
Yeah, exactly. Or do the accent. I think people are disappointed when they hear me and they realize I don't talk like that in real life. But oh
Could you
well.
imagine if you did
Oh, it'd
without
be
the hat? I
exhausting for
mean, without the
myself.
pearls, like you're like,
Who
this is just
would I
me.
be?
That's kind of interesting. Have you been anywhere? Well, I guess I have you been on any trips this year?
No, I mean, I went to Florida earlier this year before everything went to poop, but
Okay, because I was gonna
other
like,
than
has
that,
anyone
no.
anywhere else? That's what's gonna probably be like crazy for you is people and other places are gonna notice you.
Yeah, and I travel all over the South a lot. Like my sister goes to school in Mississippi and I have family in Atlanta, so I'm wondering if like the deeper South, if they know me more than Kentucky.
They might, because I know like TikTok says they push it out in like geographical regions. So like, and again, like I said, someone from Estonia listened to this podcast. So like, there's probably people you could probably go anywhere and like get
Yeah.
noticed.
There have been people from New Zealand on my TikTok lives and from like Germany. It's just crazy how many people all over the world can see you.
Do you know how many? I know, but do you know what your current follower count is?
I think the last time I checked, it was like 225,000.
Well, as of today, it is 229,800.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you've had 4.1 million likes.
Okay. I can work with that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just growing. So, I mean, it's sitting there, it's growing. The Kentucky Derby is weirdly this weekend, obviously,
I
because of the
know.
pandemic. Is that something? And you have a Derby hat. You said your mom threw a
Yes.
party. Is your family, like, really into the Derby?
My mother is. She lives for the Derby. She's actually having my aunt over tomorrow just to watch it. Not a big gathering or anything, but yeah, she used to, before everything was a dumpster fire, she'd throw Derby parties with her friends and just have a good time. It's just such a Kentucky thing to do.
It never was a huge deal. Like when I was little, I really loved it. Except it was always when I was little, I was like, oh, it's over. Like, you know?
Yeah,
And then,
exactly.
like, as I got older, like parties and stuff, I'm like, we throw these parties for 1 minute. Like, all this. I'm like, the
Exactly.
party is
Yeah.
not for the derby, it's for the gathering.
Exactly. We just love to be around people.
Exactly. Will you be watching this year?
I will, absolutely.
I'll watch it if I like think about it. Most years I'm
Yeah.
like it's like right after I'm like, oh, oops.
I've got my top pick. I always go number 11 because that was my late aunt's favorite number, so I do it for
But that's cool though that you like have a reason why you picked number 11.
her.
Like that, and
Yeah,
it's
that's my favorite number. That's her favorite number. We all just do that for her.
that's awesome. That's like a great way to like remember her as well. Yeah, I normally just pick the craziest name, and 1 year it won, and I was like, well, I wish I put money on
Yeah.
it. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I don't think
No?
so. I can't
Okay,
think.
I feel like I've covered everything.
Sweet.
So if you want to follow Dixie Jewel, do it. It's at Dixie Jewel on TikTok, unless it gets banned. But we are being optimistic, and it's not being banned.
Good Lord willing and the creek don't rise.
There's one of the sayings I had never heard before.
I'm surprised you haven't. I hear that all the time. Just good Lord willing, that's all I hear.
Well, I've heard the goodwill, the
Interesting.
good, what is it? Good,
Good Lord willing.
good Lord will.
The
Yeah,
good Lord
I've
willing.
heard that, but the creek rising thing, I've never heard.
It's just like, I mean, let's hope this happens, even if it doesn't,
Well, there we
if that
go.
makes sense. Like, it's just stupid.
Well, I mean, if it's sending out good vibes into the universe, that's
Yeah,
fine with me.
exactly.
All right. Well, nothing else? No final words? All right.
No. I want to thank Davis for coming in for that interview. It was honestly a great one to start off the first of interviews of content creators. I had my friend Kevin do one, but this is the first interview that I've done without knowing the person, and it went great. So thank you again, Davis, for such an awesome interview. If you want more of Davis, there is a bonus episode on my Patreon. If you are a $10 or $15 Patreon supporter, be sure to check out that bonus episode. We do random questions and we talk about some other things. Also, if you are not subscribed to this podcast, why aren't you? Get on it. Subscribe. You're going to want to. There are a lot more content creator interviews coming your way over the next several weeks. And as always, if you are on Spotify or Apple Podcast, please give this podcast a 5-star review. And don't be shy. If you see an episode and you think your friend may like it, or you know that they like the person I'm interviewing, send it their way. With all that said, thank you for listening, and I hope you come back next week for some more.